CBSI in the World. I'm John Batchelor with Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution. The headline, SCOTUS, Supreme Court of the United States, spares Section 230, rules Google, Twitter not liable for aiding ISIS. What? Google and Twitter were suspect? Professor, Section 230, as I understand it, is something that has now been remanded to a lower court by a decision of the Supreme Court. What is it? What does it mean, immunity shield?
Okay, well, there are two things involved in this case. One is the common law tort action, and the other is an effort to break through the shield that FISA provides for individuals by saying that if you're essentially running an internet operation, you are not responsible for the content that's posted on that system by a whole variety of individuals. And it turns out that you could remove this stuff without exposing yourself to various forms of liability. And so essentially what the section was designed to do to promote a vibrant political economy and all the rest of that was to give them a shield against liability on the one hand and to give them proactive means to make sure that the system runs pretty well. Section 30 is very controversial now because it turns out when you look at Twitter and the other devices, there's a clear sense that the people running them are running a selective political vendetta and that they're acting in bad faith in ways which might surprise you from the spies they're running. So if this were a case by some famous physician who says, all my commentary about the COVID vaccine has been removed by people who have animus, that would be a serious case. This isn't that case. This is a case in which they're trying to hold somebody liable for the terrorist activity by people who may or may not have read their tweets. So the way in which the case actually came down was that the Supreme Court ignored the FISA claim and the FISA defenses because they didn't have to raise them because they decided there was not a common law tort of aiding or abetting. Now, aiding and abetting is a very critical notion because the great fundamental theoretical difference about the criminal law is that as the offense gets more and more serious, there's only so much punishment you could commit against any individual who performed it. So deterrence will always be very ineffective at the margin. So if you kill one person, you're subject to a death penalty. You kill 100 persons, you're subject to the death penalty. That means the last 99 killings are freebies in some sense. So what you have to do is to find ways to get other people into this thing so as to have deterrence as a more systematic element. And the way in which you do that is if they have co-conspirators, you can indict them. If they're people who supply them as needed intelligence or weaponry or provide lookouts and so forth, you have crimes of aiding and abetting. You hold people responsible for attempts even if they don't succeed because you can't have the marginal deterrence in big cases be zero, even if the death penalty were. Well, in this particular case, you really want to penalize these various carriers. What they do is they broadcast thousands of things that are stated, and these things are read by thousands of people. And you can certainly say that there's somebody who's involved in the ISIS thing read something that was posted on that site, which it had been made a difference. The problem is when you start to recruit people, you expose them to countless sorts of information from all different sorts of sources. And to sort of say a random tweet that you see on...
We have 1 minute, Professor, 1 minute.
A random tweet that you see on the internet from any given place is in fact something that you have to worry about. It's crazy because you know that the recruitment strategies that are used involve so many other people and that at most is a little whisper in the distance and it's not sufficient to do it because you then ask the question, well, is there any element of intent that you could bring in these cases? You're really trying to facilitate that. You can do that when they try to shut somebody off from speaking because of their views on COVID. You can't begin to do that in these particular kinds of cases. And so the chain of causation is comprised of, as I like to say, missing links, which means that these cases should have been dismissed. It should have been 9-0. It was 9-0. This is the kind of thing which you don't want to go forward because it's a real diversion from the very hard questions that turn about the relationship of the power of the internet operators and providers to selectively cull information in many times for purposely good reason and in other cases for particularly dreadful reasons.
Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution, I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.